The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.
Port Adelaide, they got a tough first up assignment against the Demons at the MCG. And Darcy joins us now. Darcy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, boys.
Good on you.
Was that right? Did you kick a goal after a 100-metre penalty?
Yeah, that was me. So, yeah, took a mark half back and ended up in the goal square. So, I was pretty happy with the rule when that was happening.
Did you know the rule? You obviously knew the rule.
Yeah, so we were aware of it. We were told about it early in the pre-season, but takes a little bit of getting used to. I guess you're not really used to that. You play footy your whole life, and that never really happens. So takes some adjusting.
Mm. Let's talk about the trial match, first of all, on the weekend. Unfortunately, you got a couple of injuries, and Paddy Ryder, we know, we'll talk about him later. He's touch and go, but Brett Leanett's the unlucky one. He's going to miss round one. Unlucky for Jared, I should say.
Yeah. He's unlucky for Jared. He's had a really, really strong pre-season. He's been playing some really good footy. So, I think he'll miss probably 4 or 5 weeks, which it's really disappointing for him, but I'm sure he'll come back after that time and be fit and firing and be back in the team in no time.
I think the good thing, I guess, is Dougal Howard, who surprisingly to many of us was left out of the side, he is there ready to come back in. Do you see that as a one-for-one?
Possibly. I mean, Hamish and Matty Broadbent are fit, so I'm sure those guys will be pushing for selection as well. So, we've got a few guys going back which are getting ready to go, so it's a healthy competition down there at the minute. And you're going to be playing well to keep your spot.
19-9 versus North, the new look attacking Port as a player. Do you like it?
What was that, sorry?
Well, you kick 19-9, you're attacking. You've got a different look playbook this year, DBJ. Do you like it?
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? Kicking goals, and some of those young guys down there are pretty exciting. Zach Butters, Connor Rosie, Toddy Marshall. When those guys are up and about, it's a fun team to play, and that's for sure. Yeah. And I'm sure it's a fun thing to watch.
Is it better suited to the talent that you've got there, the way you want to play now, a bit more quicker and taking more risks and up through the bloody corridor, F1 style type of thing? And the big question on that is, do you think under real finals type pressure, let's face it, North weren't exactly getting at you guys, this game style will stand up?
I think so. I think, teams are going to have to kick a big score to beat us. So, yeah. Yeah, I think, as the year progresses, you do some tinkering and some adjusting with the game plan. But at this stage, it's really exciting to be a part of that and to be kicking, a high score like that. It's great to be out there and, we scored a pretty high score the week before against the Crows, even though we lost. So, it's exciting and it's fun and, I'm looking forward to round one.
I'm sure the supporters will enjoy it too if it's if it's high scoring. I mentioned Melbourne is your first opponent, and they're a formidable opponent. They do have some uncertainty about their team. We know Stephen May won't be there. Jake Lever's not playing. They've got a number of injuries. Their co-captains in Viney and Jones are still only 50-50. Do you think they're ripe for the picking?
I think no matter who they put out in the park, they're going to be very, very, very competitive. So, even if those guys do or don't play, and it is round one as well. So, everyone's going to be up and about and excited. And, I don't think you ever take a team lightly and consider them right for the picking. I think you got to go out there every week and, do the right things, do the team things, and hopefully the result looks after itself.
Is there a different feel down there, Darce? Do you feel confident, optimistic, the top eight? I know it's only early. Is there a different feel down there that you can really go on with? There's been a lot of knockers. I've been one. I'm not too sure still where you are at as a team with who you've lost, what you've got in and where you're at, certainly for round one with the outs. What about you?
Yeah, there's a really positive vibe around the club. I'm sure every club has that this time of year, but especially so for us. Michael Voss has changed his role this year, and he's been, really good in what he's brought to the club and all the positive and positive vibes and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, look, it's a really exciting place to be around. And,
good.
Yeah, we're just really looking forward to Melbourne and the MCG round one.
You mentioned Hamish Hartlett and Matty Broadbent should be available for round one, which is really good news. Ollie Wines is pushing really hard, and Paddy Ryder, there's some you know, I guess there's still some doubt around him. What's your gut feel on both Paddy and Ollie? Do you think they'll play?
I do. I think, you know, I'm very confident Paddy will get up, and Ollie's, you know, you probably know what Ollie's like. He's just really meticulous with his rehab and pushing himself. So I'm sure he'll give himself every chance of getting up to play, and, you know, we're really hopeful that he will.
And the other one today, Robbie Gray was doing light duties away from the main group. Is he okay?
As far as I know, you know, that's probably more a management thing with Robbie. But you know, Robbie always finds a way to get himself right for round one and for most of the year, so I'm sure he'll be fine.
Does Robbie get a fine for putting a ding in Paddy's cheek? How did that all work out? Who got in whose way?
Well, usually you don't get in Robbie's way when he's around the ball. So
especially on the ground.
I'll put that one on Paddy.
Oh, good one. Hey, who nicknamed you Hank?
Hank? Oh, that was Kenny. Kenny a while ago now, a few years ago now. But, yeah, look, that one hasn't really stuck, to be honest.
Has it?
Thank God.
Where did Hank come from?
It's from the Jim Carrey movie. Me, myself, and Irene. He's got the split personality, so Kenny reckons I had the split personality when I got to the club, so he tried to skip that one on me.
Geez, didn't end well for Hank, did it, that movie? I don't think.
No, I don't think so.
What happened? He died.
That's why I tried to get rid of it.
Oh, you're DBJ to us. Did you get up to much on your 4 days off?
I flew back to Melbourne, so I'm Melbourne boy, so I flew back there, spent some time with family and friends back home, which was good, and yeah.
Well, Dash, we love watching you play, mate. One of the most reliable players in that team. You're the first picked in that back six. You can do a job. You can go forward. 64 games now. You've got real game security there. I know you won't feel that way, but, mate, we love watching you go about it. You're a good fella, and Hank, thanks for your... DBJ, thanks for your time.
Thank you, guys.
Good on you.
Yeah, as always.
He's a ripper.
He is. Look, like you said, he's one of your first ones picked.
He is.
You can rely on him. He's played a lockdown role.
Tick.
He can do everything. He's very versatile. So Darcy Byrne-Jones there from the Port Adelaide Footy Club. Looking forward to round one.
The 5AA Sports Show. Stephen Rowe and Mark Bickley. Weekday afternoons from 4 on Adelaide's 5AA.